Welcome to Day 3. Today, we share Bhagavan Baba's message, Three Kinds of Silence, from Satya Sai Speaks, Volume 27, Chapter 7. The ancients practiced three kinds of silence. The first was silence of the tongue. The second one was silence of the mind. And the third was supreme silence. Silence in speech meant confining one's speech to the limit and the needs of the occasion. By this discipline, excessive talk was avoided. As a result, the power of the speech was conserved and enhanced. Discipline in speech also resulted in truthfulness. Speaking the truth served to purify their thoughts. By this means, they acquired the highest wisdom. Therefore, purity in speech is vital. It has to be achieved by restraint in speech. Then, there is silence of the mind. The mind is a bundle of thoughts and fancies. These thoughts have to be reduced gradually. When thoughts are reduced, the mind naturally comes under control, like a clock that is unwound. When the activity of the mind is reduced, the power of the Atma manifests itself. As a consequence, intellect becomes more active than the senses. When control of speech and control of the mind have been achieved, the state of supreme silence is easily realized. Now, let us begin our meditation. Please sit up tall and comfortably. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Begin to observe the inflow and outflow of your breath. On every inhale, breathe in love, and on every exhale, breathe of fear. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts or sensations in your body, or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to breathing by mentally repeating Om. Continue with your meditation. At the end, you will hear the ringing of a soft bell.